So on Saturday, the mighty Huddersfield Town, we went to Birmingham City, won 2-0 away. I'm very happy about this. Joe Lolley and Naki Wells with the goals. Somebody who was there is the Examiner's Doug Thompson. He's on the phone now. Welcome to the show, Dougie.
That's nice to speak to you again.
Now then, Saturday, it's David Wagner's third league game in charge. We've seen in the previous games that the stats since he's become involved at the club have very much changed. We now have a lot more possession of the ball. We really stop the other side having many chances. And on Saturday, we finally get the first victory under Wagner, and it came with a very early goal from Joe Lolley, and that really set the tone for us, didn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he couldn't have gone off to a better start, really. Literally the first attack of the game. Interestingly, it happened to us earlier in the season against Brighton as well. So on that occasion, Town managed to get back into the game. But, they just held Birmingham at arm's length, really, for the majority of their match. And there was no particular occasion where you felt particularly worried, that they weren't going to win, really.
I know that at the moment Birmingham have got an issue with scoring goals, hence the fact they've actually taken James Vaughan on loan from Town, who wasn't available to play last Saturday because you can't play against your parent club when you're on loan. It's been coming, though, and the thing is with David Wagner, I've liked, even in the previous games when we haven't won, he stayed calm, he's very focused on what the ultimate goal is, which is to play this particular style of football. But it's nice that a win has come, because if 10 games down the line, if we hadn't have got any wins, and he was saying that the fans would have started to wonder, was this the right thing? But the fact we got the win, it's lifted everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was that desperate feeling after the Middlesbrough game that things were going in the right direction. And as you say, with David Wagner, he kind of exudes a sort of not complacency, but a self-belief and a belief that this system will work. And I think that sort of spreads throughout the squad. And you certainly, before the Birmingham game, you had a feeling that they were going there thinking they had a pretty good chance of getting the 3 points, as it turned out. So an interesting period, really.
A lot of fans who aren't necessarily Town fans will be well aware, though, of Naki Wells, Bradford fans particularly so. He hasn't scored as a lot of people would have hoped, and I know under Wagner, you could almost argue he isn't expected to be a 30-goal-a-season man, because when I was watching the Terriers against Middlesbrough, he quite often appears on the halfway line to get the ball, but ahead of him there's already two or three other players, so it's a case of the goals are shared around. But it was still important that on Saturday he got a goal, even for his confidence, if not nothing else.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, strikers are there to score goals, aren't they? And that's what everybody judges them on. And I know Naki particularly, he's quite a sort of a deep thinker. And I think he certainly wants to score goals, and it will have boosted his confidence. Like you say, he does a lot of other things, not just under David Wagner, but previous managers as well. He's done a bit more than just being an out-and-out striker. And the way he's been played as a lone striker doesn't necessarily sort of suit him, and he's had to do other things as well. David Wagner made a point after the game on Saturday of praising his all-round contribution and the work that he does defensively as well. He's the first line of defence under that system. There's a lot of support play and a lot of hard work. And I know he's appreciated by his teammates for that kind of thing as well.
Now, tonight we've got the FA Cup third round draw to look forward to. Town obviously in this draw. And what do you think, Dougie? Do you think that maybe a glamour tie might be quite good? Chelsea away at the minute might be quite a good game to have with Chelsea's form. Or do you think that the club would actually rather have quite a steady game in the next round, a team maybe from League One or League Two, just take them to the John Smith Stadium and hopefully get past them, move on to further rounds, because that would help it increase the money? Or would maybe that away day with Chelsea or the like help with the money?
I think you'd either want a home tie that's winnable, for want of a better expression, or a tie against a big club that's going to bring some money in. It'd be nice to have a reasonable cut run this season. You look at other Championship sides, and to be fair, Bradford City, when they got to the Capital One Cup final, it can be done, and you get quite jealous when you see other teams going on these big cut runs, because it doesn't often seem to happen to Huddersfield. So to have a run to something like the quarterfinals would be fantastic, really, or to get a big tie against a Premier League side will be equally good. And I know that Dean Hall recently spoke about the Arsenal game, if you remember that, a few years ago, that Town made roughly £1 million out of it. So it's certainly not to be sneezed at, that kind of draw. So hopefully we'll avoid Reading at home like last season.
Yeah, you're right. When it comes to cup runs, we're not known for it. I've not really seen us perform well in a cup game, probably since that Arsenal match, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I think we got to the fifth round of the Cup. I seem to remember it was Matt Robbins' first game in Towns against Wigan, and we lost that one as well. But yeah, there haven't been many great Cup runs. And, you know, like I say, you look at other teams and you see that kind of thing and the excitement it generates. And, you know, you think, oh, I'd like a bit of that. So hopefully, maybe this season, you never know.
Just quickly, Dougie, I'm going to totally put you on the spot here, but before Christmas, we play Bristol City at home. Huddersfield then play Rotherham at home and Brentford away. From those three games, how many points do you see us getting?
I would like to say, well, obviously I'd like to say 9, but I will say 7.
Ooh, liking your optimism. Dougie Thompson from The Examiner,
we're
thank you very much.
We're all feeling optimistic now,
Absolutely, no, we are. Hey, Dougie, thank you for joining us on the phone.
No problem.